This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1001, why IELTS students get 5 for teenage task twos.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today we talk about a super tough IELTS Task 2 question regarding teenage curfews. Find out how to nail a 7 or higher for your task score for both argument and opinion essays. Good morning, Aubrey. How are you today?
Good morning, Jessica. I'm great. I just had a personal coach writing class with a student who it has improved so much, and that always starts my day off on the right foot.
That's fantastic. What do you think has helped her improve the most? I mean, we are talking about writing today for our students, right? So Let's see if we can share a quick tip for them. How did you help this student improve?
Well, she got a overall 5.5. She got a 5 on writing the first time, but then she has done email essay corrections. So I've been able to give her feedback on 4 different essays. And then we just did a personal coach class where I went over 2 of her essays with her, and she is close to scoring an 8, easily had a 7.5. So to go from a 5 to almost an 8 is amazing, but that she's using our strategies. She learned these 3 key strategies. She's applying them. She's using template sentences well. So she is just hitting it out of the ballpark.
I love it. Well, that's really the key, right? I mean, like coming into any course, you really have to have an open mind, right? You have to be ready to work hard and to listen, right? Because sometimes, you know, students will get advice about writing and about scores and what the examiner wants to see. And maybe this goes against something they heard before. Maybe it disagrees with something like the way that they write in their first language. And it's difficult for them to accept that they have to change all of these things in their writing. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, it's difficult for them to trust a template, for example, because they're like, that's too easy. I have to make it complicated to get a high score. So I think like just a general takeaway from that advice is be ready to start from scratch. You know what I mean? Like,
yes,
if you're not getting the scores you need on writing, sometimes you just got to go back to the drawing board. Lots of idioms right now. Start from scratch, right? And sort of just learn this new way of writing essays that matches what the examiner is looking for.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I can really see that in the essays she's writing now. She's removed anything she might have learned before, and she's using every strategy we've taught her, really doing a great job organizing her essay and using that high-level vocabulary and high-level linking words. And it's making a huge difference for her. And just like you said, it wouldn't have worked for her if she were holding on to maybe things she had learned in the past and trying to do an amalgamation of that and what we're learning. But she's not. She's like using just these strategies, and she's going to get great scores on the exam.
That's what happens a lot when if I'm grading a student's essay, if it's, you know, like in a live class, and I'm like, this is a weird thing you did in this paragraph. Can you tell me why you did this? We don't teach you to do this. And it's always like, oh, like another teacher did this, or I saw this on another website or whatever. And then I have to like review the scoring system and be like, okay, well, this doesn't get you a 7.
Yes.
And this is why. So guys, just it all comes back to the scoring system. So we are going to talk about the task score today regarding opinion essays and argument essays for one tricky question that a student asked about. But before we get to that, guys, I want to tell you, because you might not know that, guys, we are on like every social media platform right now. All right. All Ears English, me and Aubrey, Michelle and Lindsay, we are on Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok even, Twitter. We are everywhere. So guys, any social media platform that you enjoy, make sure you follow All Ears English. Get these quick little wins every day. You're going to scroll through social media anyway, so why not like learn a quick vocabulary word from us?
Yes, exactly, right? And so fun. We keep it really fun. I used a filter the other day, which made me look and sound like an alien, which was pretty hilarious on Reels.
That's so fun. I know, because we like experimenting with it. So like Aubrey and I are trying out the Instagram Reels right now. It's just fun.
It's so fun.
New ways to teach you guys. Okay, so Aubrey, can you share the question from the student, please?
Yes. Okay, so our student said, I'm wondering if the writing task two question asks only what is your opinion? Can we change opinions in an argument essay? So then she provided a sample question that in some areas of the US, a curfew is imposed in which teenagers are not allowed to be out of doors after a particular time at night unless they are accompanied by an adult. What is your opinion about this?
So that's okay. So what this student is asking, the question. We usually think of task two questions as giving two sides, right? Like some people believe blah, blah, blah. However, others feel da, da, da. What do you think? But there are questions like this where only one side is presented. So she's like, do I have to just talk about this side? Or can I say I don't agree and talk about another side, even if it's not stated in the question? So here's the thing, guys. The task score isn't based on your opinion exactly. It's based on the topic, not the opinion about the topic in the question, but the topic itself. You know what I mean? So it's like, if there's one side presented in the question, yeah, you have to talk about that for sure. But you can also say you don't agree with that as long as you're sticking to that topic. If you're talking about curfews, kids, adults, if you're talking about those things in both paragraphs, then your opinion can be anything.
Yes, we're finding lately, I'm seeing quite a few essays where the main problem, the main thing pulling down their score is this, that they're not sticking with really answering the question being asked in the topic. They're sort of wanting to share an opinion that they feel strongly about and getting away from actually answering the task. And if that happens, you can't get higher than a 5 for your task response score, which makes it really hard to get a 7 on your essay.
Yeah, no kidding, man. And you know what? It could also affect the vocab score if you guys go too far off topic. So here, for example, right? What if I'm trying to be fancy and complicated and impressive, and I start talking about like criminal dangers of juveniles or whatever, and what this does to our prison population? I don't know. Like, what if I start talking about those things? You know what, guys? Those things don't have to do with this topic. So even if I use cool vocab, if that vocab isn't about this topic, the examiner doesn't raise your score. You know what I mean? Like, the examiner has to grade your vocabulary only as it connects to the topic given. So that's another reason why going off topic hurts your score in so many ways. So let's talk about our ideas about this topic. Because like, this is a tricky question. I feel like this is such an antiquated idea that, at least in America, this isn't something we talk about anymore.
It's like, funny. I was just thinking about how with the pandemic in the United States, some cities imposed a curfew. So like it was really antiquated. And then all of a sudden, places in the U.S. had a curfew and people were of very different minds about it. We had a curfew here in Arizona and some people just refused to obey. I'm like, you could get picked up by the police if you're out.
Yeah.
But they were so opposed to their rights being taken away. So it was interesting how, you know, depending on what's going on in the world, a curfew could be imposed at any time for specific reasons.
Yeah, totally. This happened here, but yes, like we did have a lockdown. We did have curfews. There were various times over the past couple years where we had like the governor declared a state of emergency and there was a curfew for everyone.
Right.
You know what I mean? And to my mind, that's a whole different thing than just teenagers. Right. You know what I mean? Like, these curfews are about public health, are about endangerment if there are protests that are getting out of hand, right? Like what happened in Portland. So I can understand that, but I guess the motivation, right? Why? Because that's what it comes down to in these questions, guys. For any opinion you give, you have to say why. That is the central reason. That is how we continue our ideas. So why, right? Why should teenagers have a curfew? Why do they have to be accompanied by an adult after a certain time? What do you think?
Hello, everyone. Thanks for listening in today. We hope you're enjoying the episode. And I am wondering, do you use social media to improve your English language, your English vocabulary? If not, you should. There are so many resources with social media that can help you really improve. Look up All Ears English wherever you look for social media. Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, WhatsApp. Everywhere you find social media, you can find All Ears English with great content, great vocabulary. So check us out today. Make sure you're following us wherever you find your social media. It's interesting. Yeah, it does feel antiquated because you're thinking about, I can see where decades ago this made sense, but it's hard for me to come up with a reason now. But I guess to lower crime, like if they're, you know, after it's dark, teenagers are just hooligans.
I love that word, hooligans. Yeah, I think also we could connect that to maturity levels. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, there really is no reason why. There's like no good reason why a teenager has to be out past, you know, like 12 o'clock or whatever. Right?
Like, they're going to be up to no good.
Sleep. You have school the next day. And at those times of night, like really late, maybe like past midnight as well, it's easier to like break rules, I feel like, because it's dark outside and it feels like this is a good time to break the rules. And if you don't have a high maturity level, maybe you're more likely to make bad decisions.
That's a good
at
point.
That time
it's
of
darker.
Night.
People won't see me. I can go graffiti the side of this wall and no one will know.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good point.
Yeah. I don't know, guys. Like, I could come up with reasons for both sides, but this is tricky because it is something we don't think about anymore. So I guess a good strategy in this case, if you get a question like this where it's like, I don't think about this. This doesn't exist today, this problem. Look back at your own life. Think about when you were a teenager. When you stayed out late, were you doing, is that a good idea? Were you doing, you know, great public works at that time? No. You know, if I was out past 11, that means I was at a party that I should not have been at.
Yeah, good point. I was maybe trespassing somewhere.
I know, totally. So, you know, always go back to personal experience. If the question is about teenagers, think about when you were a teenager. You know, whatever you can do to come up with real specific ideas that for this question. So let's finish this episode, Aubrey, with our ultimate opinions on this. What would your opinion be about this question?
I don't think teenagers should have a curfew because I think the more you expect responsibility of a teenager, the more they rise to that occasion. If you show them trust and let them know that you believe they're going to make wise decisions, I do think they will be responsible for the most part. And then there are consequences in place if they break that trust, if they do something they shouldn't. So rather than having, you know, the authorities enforce a curfew, I do feel like that should come from parents who are setting expectations and providing consequences if a teenager doesn't meet them.
I completely agree. I would write an opinion essay about this, right? Because You could come up with reasons, like what you said. And then I would also add to that, extending on this idea of a taboo, right? If you present teenagers with rules, they inherently want to break them. So like if this is something imposed by the state or the government, then it's like, ooh, like it's even more exciting to break it. You know what I mean? And I could use like alcohol rules as an example. In the States, the legal drinking age is so high that it's like really exciting for younger people to drink because they're breaking that rule. But if you go to other countries where it's lower, then it's not as exciting and fewer young people drink.
Exactly.
Okay, guys. So go ahead and share your opinion about this topic. Do you think teenagers should have curfews in your country? Tell us what you think on any of our social platforms. Let us know that you listened to IELTS Energy episode 1001. Comment on any of our social media posts, guys. We are on all of them. Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. Oh my gosh, we are everywhere. So find us and follow All Ears English on those platforms, guys. All right, rad. Aubrey, this has been interesting.
Yes, right? It's funny. Something we don't think about very often. It was fun to hash it out a little bit.
Yeah. All right, Aubrey. Well, you enjoy your weekend and I will talk to you next week.
You too. All right, see ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.